As promised, here's the second edition to my Marconix adventure on Martha's Vineyard. This time, instead of being a volunteer and training assistant, I was to be the student to become a level 3 practitioner certified to deliver the Marconix quantum recalibration to my clients. It was the natural progression to my training, and I'm almost glad that I had such a break between learning the no-touch protocol and this one, as it wasn't offered as an intensive when I signed up back in Saugus in October 2015. It allowed me time to hone my skills as an energy healer and Marconic energy conduit, and also develop a confidence in this whole endeavor of mine. Kudos to the students at this intensive to learn the no-touch in 2.5 days and right into learning level 3, right alongside me. I got exposed, sort of, to the protocol during the last gathering of the Guardians in October last year, a few weeks after my class, as on the second day, the current level 3 students practiced on us, and I could listen to the master teachers call out the protocol while I laid on the table. Of course, I was trying to listen while also taking in the energy, so there's no way I could tell what really was going on, other than it was much more complex and intricate than the no-touch. But that didn't scare me, I was excited to bite into it. So what is the Marconix quantum recalibration? Well, here's the blurb from the Marconix website: a one-time procedure, over 2 days, that permanently plugs you back into the universal matrix as the activation of your new quantum Merkaba, which powers your ability to travel, expanding your awareness and enabling you to create your new reality. This connection will enable you to feed your new field indefinitely as you strengthen the grids in the re-evolved time matrices, which in turn feed your Merkaba, creating a positive healing spiral through the bandwidths of dimensional realities. Once recalibrated, you become a negative ionic generator, you don't ever power down, you sustain your higher vibrational frequency and continue to go higher. This enables you to continue to drop density as we move forward on the cresting waves of ascension into the fifth dimension and beyond. Experience sovereign integration, activate the multidimensional holographic body, spiritual DNA, the pineal hyperdimensional gateway, and the light body quantum Merkaba. Uncap the chakras for the new galactic chakra system. Connect back to source at the galactic core. I was just reminiscing with one of my Marconix friends, Nadine, while doing an exchange and level 3 practice session this past weekend on our Marconix recalibration experience. We both were in the same room at the same time, and for both of us, our recalibration was the first exposure to the Marconix energy. We both hadn't experienced a no-touch session before, and it just happened that our appointment was early in the morning before the level 1 class. We both had amazing experiences during the sessions, as I discussed in my earlier blog sharing a while back, linked here. For me, it definitely activated something in me that was just waiting and longing to spring to life, a joie de vivre, a confidence and strength. Just signing up and showing up to the level 1 class was a momentum leap of faith for me, post-Sedona walkabout, and having the recalibration set in motion a lot of the most exciting stuff now happening to me. So needless to say, I was ready to learn how I can help people should they cross my path looking for it. Day 1 lecture, so this sharing picks up on Sunday, where my volunteering was Thursday-Saturday, for the start of my class. I had a great breakfast with OD, JS, and then where we continued to discuss a variety of topics, and I was excited for my recalibration partner Nadine to show up to join us in the class. I met her at the ferry terminal and escorted her to the hotel and caught up on things since our class, experiences, clients, etc. Once back to the hotel, we parted ways to chill for a bit and get ready for class, which started mid-afternoon and consisted of primarily lecture and presentations by Allison David Bird and Lisa Wilson, the co-founders. I always love their lectures, as it mixes their real-life experiences along with Q&A from the students, and it allows me to add to my databanks of metaphysical and spiritual knowledge from all my studies on YouTube, blogs, personal experiences, etc. I could tell some of the topics were advanced for some of the fresh students, as my empathic skills were at an 11 this whole weekend. Must be all the energy, but it was like I could tune into every single person and just vibe their emotions. It was overwhelming at times, but I was conscious and present enough to not let it distract or envelop me. There was a lot of confusion, nervousness, anxiety, and excitement all wrapped up in one soup while Allison and Lisa discussed present matters of the Galactic Federation of Light and spiritual hierarchy. There is so much going on behind the scenes that it's just amazing to me, and also highlights the importance of being an active light worker now more than ever. So much at stake as the energies ramp up and we all march towards ascension. I remembered how I felt when I got exposed to some of the heavy information at the Gathering of Guardian last year, and I almost was like, it's too much after day one, but I got the solid and nurturing assurance from my higher self that it's okay, and stick with it, which I am so glad I did. Day one ended with a nice dinner out with the usual volunteer crew plus Nadine, and we even combined tables with a couple of other new students that weren't in the level 1/2 class earlier in the week. It again was unlike any dinner with my 3D friends, where esoteric topics were aplenty and interesting conversations were all around. We decided to just take it easy as we were all also prepping for our secondary sessions of the Marconic Infinite Light IM Merge starting the next morning early before class, mirroring the same schedule as my recalibration experience just before getting to the live practice on the tables. Day 2, my Marconic Infinite Light IM Merge. Similarly to what the recalibration was to my level 1 and 2 experience, the Marconic Infinite Light IM Merge is to level 3. It is a 2-day session open to graduates of level 2 to allow further work done to their etheric energy body to prep it for even higher light and higher self integrations all the way to your oversoul. Defined from the Marconics website, the IM Merge creates a safe zone in the physical and etheric body that enables the higher levels of higher selves, up to and including the oversoul, to descend safely into the physical vehicle for integration. With the structures in place, the higher integrations are more gentle and comfortable for both the higher selves and the incarnate counterpart. The Marconics Infinite Light IM Merge creates the infrastructure for you to receive, decode, and run the light information that is coming down from the higher dimensions. In order to bring our world back to light, the full power of our being, free of the 3D ego traps, fully empowered and able to tap multidimensional consciousness must be activated within us. It is with the gifts of light, harmonics, and geometry that we are able to create a series of geometric structures within the human energy field and body that decode and run light frequency and galactic tones. In essence, it's an expansion of the energetic body and aligning the galactic DNA so that the human vehicle and incarnate personality can comfortably withstand the oversoul integration and merge. This safe zone enables the oversoul or higher selves to be contained within a human body that has been activated with its own personal light body template. I can imagine to someone not familiar with energy work or metaphysics, etc., the above must sound so sci-fi and a bunch of malarkey. It's totally up to them to believe that if they want. Older Josh would be ashamed or fearful to post any of this stuff, but this new Josh isn't concerned with others' perceptions of me. All I can say is from my experiences to date with all of this and all I've written about in this blog on my meditations and experiences during Marconics sessions that this is all real to me, smiley face, and I wouldn't want to go back to that limited consciousness ever again. So I got up early again to meet my practitioner who would be performing the IM Merge protocol. I happened to get Mary Pat. I was excited to have her and was ready to go. Similar to my recalibration, there were others in the room with me having their own experiences. I believe there were 4 of us at once, and JS was with me along with a few other familiar faces. Let's go. So I laid down on the table and immediately could start to feel the intensity of the Marconics energy. I just laid there and took it all in, ready and willing to have whatever was going to happen. At first there was several times I felt like there was much work being done by others while Mary Pat held the space open. I also felt the dreaded lower back pain start to creep in despite having a bolster under my legs. I was like, oh no, please, I don't want to be distracted by this pressure slash pain while it is going on. And unfortunately the pain started to ramp up more. I just beamed my intent for some assistance from on high to help alleviate it while my guides worked on me. All of a sudden it felt like my stomach started to compress onto the table and I felt like I was flattening out, and then it felt like someone was on top of me pushing a fist right into my upper abdomen and pushing slightly up into my solar plexus area. It was a unique sensation and instantly the pressure was totally relieved from my back. I asked telepathically, "Wow, thank you so much." But how can I hold this weird muscle tension for the whole session? And the reply was immediate and full of humor, silly Josh, we got this, you just sit back and enjoy. And so I did. I started to drift back into the sensations going on and all I got is a non-visual, knowing or analogy was like I was a skyscraper in New York City circa 1926 where there were all these steel girders and sparks being done, like it was a construction zone and people were just riveting and welding new infrastructure. Running new wiring and doing some heavy lifting. It was a fun thought form for me. I then checked back into my body physically and felt that yup, that muscle hold was still in place and my back was still relieved and so I started to drift back into basking in the Marconic light. All of a sudden I found myself almost drifting to sleep and caught myself and realized once again a song was blaring in my head and I was flying through the lyrics. It was a song I only heard maybe once on the radio and hadn't downloaded it. I heard music and it said hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times which a humming of the rest it was exactly like the sensation of catching me singing the Seasons of Love song from Rent during my integration with JS the night before. I just said OMYYYYGAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAA my being, and then a message of weed though that'd get your attention. We didn't know if you were going to realize we/you were singing. I just was in awe since I really haven't had much more of interactions than my clairsentience knowing/telepathy and uber feeling based/empathic experiences during any of my meditations/integration. Well, just after that whole song ordeal, I felt this new sensation start to occur on my crown, and it was like a switch was flipped and current was running from head to toe. Although not visual, it sensed like electric blue and cold fire, and it was amazing. Just about a few moments in, I felt the familiar touch of Mary Pat grabbing my ankles to ground me. Apparently the session was over. This only intensified the feeling, and I had to grab onto the sheets of the table and just hold on as it flew through me, almost creating a wind-blowing experience in my ears. I could hear her saying, "Are you okay, Josh? You're gripping the table." I said, "Oh yes, I don't want this to stop," but she suggested I feel her and start to ground, which I did, and the intensity waned until I just felt like I was buzzy. I also noticed, like on cue, the fist on my diaphragm released and my back arched a little again, causing strain. Since we were done, I just lifted my knees and away it went. Phew. That was awesome. I relayed to MP what I experienced and had to take a few moments to collect my faculties before heading upstairs for a shower to ground more and get ready for the class. While I was waiting for the water to heat, I was hit with the song in my head again and was like, OMG, that's right. The song, and got the chills as I downloaded it right then. As I got in the shower, I decided to blare it and listen as I just let the water bring me back to earth. And as the song started, I got a little emotional and felt an enormous love for myself, and finally felt that I was unconditionally loved from the other side of the veil and that this journey is so beautiful. Albeit a sad ballad, some of the lyrics to Adele's Hello just bolded and stood out as a perfect message for my desire to reach my higher self and oversoul. Lyrics, especially bold lines, "Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say that time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done, but when I call you never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart, but it don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time, at least for now. I'm going to really pay attention to songs that pop in my head. Another conduit for communication until I'm fully conscious and fully telepathic/clairaudient/voyant. Just the other day another song was blaring in my head as I helped a friend move to a new house and the start of her new life after a sudden end to long relationship. Not sure if the message was for her or me, but it was long and clear. Big Rock Candy Mountain. Weird, hey? I song from the 20s? Or earlier. A song of a new place, a paradise, for the hobo singing it, not me or my friend. I'll say her new house is 1,000 times better energetically, and I have great hope it is a great home base to a wonderful new path, like a phoenix. Interesting at a minimum. Smiley face, day 2 continued. Let's hit the tables and then laugh our arses off. After my shower and becoming more grounded, I was ready to learn the protocol. I ended up pairing up with a few people that I didn't work with yet, LV, a lovely young lady from Norway, and Ya that I helped guide during level 1 half. As we received the first demo of the protocol, I was all ears again, laser focused on technique and into my Josh learning mode. As Lisa and Allison showed the technique, we all watched, and then it was time to go into the client, practitioner, and observer roles. As I laid down as the client first, LV worked on me and I just laid back and relaxed. Once completed, I got up to become the observer and watch the whole class in addition to Ya working on LV. I noticed just then a vibe and observed the room to see Allison and Lisa looking at the table next to me. They were both smiling and whispering, and I was trying to observe what was going on. It so happened that OD was on the table next to me working on JS, I believe, and she was doing a modified technique that basically was a combination of the two techniques shown to us, and true enough, it was funny to watch. OD was so intent and serious, like a good practitioner, but the blending of the two was a bit comical to watch. Almost like a 1970s kung fu / karate chop. All of a sudden, that familiar vibe of laughter starting from Lisa / Allison broke out as all eyes were on OD as she demonstrated, and a new technique was born, the Olivia method. Just like during our exchange a few nights back when we were all in tears from Anne's integration, the vibe of the room amped with that laughter. I love to laugh, so I joined in, as it was not in ridicule but in awe of how well she integrated the two techniques into this wondrous fluid yet martial art-like motion. Of course, once I got my turn to work on LV, I had to try the Olivia method and failed miserably the first few times, but eventually I got it. I still prefer the classic since I feel more in control and less apt to hit the client, as the motion is quite quick and vigorous and I'm not super graceful. I was just struck again on the power of laughter and how it can completely clear a room of funk and reset it to a high vibe level, even though the room wasn't just funky. And it wouldn't be the last time I laughed my arse off too during this week, as you will soon hear about. We finished up class and then OD and JS and I went off campus to Edgerton for a great dinner and then back to the hotel for some practice of the first part of the protocol we learned that day. Anne had left earlier in the day and Nadine wanted to turn in early, so it was only the three of us to practice, which allowed us to form the client, practitioner, and observer / instructor, calling out the moves should we need clarification. Well, I was the first client and JS was the practitioner and OD was the instructor. As we started the protocol, spirits were high and we all really wanted to get familiar with the steps before class the next day. Well, as we get started, it was highly interactive between all of us, as even I as the client wanted to discuss the moves, etc. So it was more instructional than a true session. Well, as JS started the techniques, we naturally got to the part where JS needed to do the technique as discussed above. So as JS started with the first chakra, and got to the next one, I blurted out, "JS, you going to do the Olivia method?" And a chuckle happened. JS moved to the next chakra, and as OD said to do the move, I said "Hiya," and the chuckle became a laugh, which started an all-out laugh riot. OD's laugh was one of those contagious ones for me, so her laughing made me laugh more, and JS just cracked up until she was making bodily noises herself, sending us into choking mode. It was hilarious, but soon I felt a whoosh of cold air and said, "Okay, I think they want us to be serious now." We all had a great time, but there's practice to do, and we settled down to all finish before bed. But we all noticed and discussed who prevalent laughter was during this week, especially related to the four of us, me, OD, JS, and it was a great way to end day 2. Day 3, Marconic Infinite Light IM Merge Part 2. The second session of the IM Merge started much the same as day 1. Early. But even earlier than expected. I woke up abruptly at 5:55 a.m. with a sentence playing in my ears as clear as day, but was fading off like an almost forgotten dream. It said, "Go to the balcony." I repeated it to myself and said, no way. It's too cold out and early. And then I kicked myself and said, OMG, I just got a message and I can't say no way. So I got out of bed and threw on some cloths and went outside where the wind was howling off the ocean and cutting me to the bone. It was peaceful though, but new even for me, who is usually hot all the time, that the wind was going to conquer. I could see that the horizon was starting to brighten and saw a few people milling about. I was ever so hopeful to see a lightship or something. Why ask me to the balcony with nothing to show? I telepathically reached out and said, I'm here. What do you have to show me? And despite my best of intentions, I didn't visually see anything with my 3D eyes. I remembered an area that caught my session during lunch the day before, in the much warmer sun, was a perfect puffy ship-sized cloud hovering by itself just inland from the sea. Otherwise it was a clear blue sky. So in this morning balcony adventure, it was a mostly overcast and fairly dark, but I looked in the same place as the puffy cloud yesterday and just said, hi guys. I can't see you, but I'm sure you can see me. Hope all is well, but I don't want frostbite before class, so I guess I'll wait for my close encounter next time unless you want to make your presence known in 10 seconds. I counted down, and nothing. Maybe they beamed me and I didn't know, but I heeded the call from my dream as requested. Good, Josh. I headed downstairs for the final session of the IM merge and got on the table after a warm Mary Pat morning hug. I love a good hug, especially a MP one. Sure enough, after a few minutes, the same back pain started and as requested, the same helpkin, although not as pronounced, but allowed it to be tolerable. I would say that day 2 was a lot less dramatic and I equivalent it to a Finnish carpentry versus the steel girders and heavy construction of day 1. Like the paint was being rolled on, and the decorations were being hung and the carpets vacuumed. It was most akin to a nice no-touch protocol session, feeling light and airy and peaceful. However, I soon found what seems to be a side effect from completing the IM merge, which thus far has not resurfaced since. You see, when I have been running the Marconic energy, I would burst into sweat practically every time. I mean, my brow would bead, and I could feel sweat on my legs, and it was very uncomfortable. I don't think that I would smell like Bo after, per se, but it just felt like I worked out at the gym and uncomfortable to keep adding to it after each session. I would even wear a sweatband at home practicing on my friends and family or clients, as I didn't want to drip on them, and even brought it to class. But remarkably, I've found after the Marconic Infinite Light IM merge, I haven't really sweat at all. And for most of day 3 and 4 and the few clients I've had since class, I've been sweat-free. I guess the upgrades have indeed taken place. I think that what was happening before was akin to when one runs high voltage through lower gauge wiring, what happens? Think toaster, yup, heat. I found this article online around the importance of proper wiring audio/video equipment and how it could affect the quality of sound, which seems to be a fairly good analogy. What happens when you're using a wire size that is too small for your application? A few things. 1. The wires could melt because of the large amount of current flowing through it in comparison to the cable's current handling capabilities. The smaller the wire diameter, the higher the resistance to the flow of energy becomes. When you have high resistance, you create heat, much like a toaster, which will begin to toast things. 2. Your amplifier will not receive the proper voltage that it needs to operate at its peak efficiency. This means the performance and sound quality of your system will be hampered. Voltage is a term for how much work can be done by electrical current, so the lower the voltage, the less work is being done, which means less amplifier power. What is the point of a great sound system when it produces bad sound? 3. Damage to the amplifier could potentially occur when there is not enough current flowing to its circuits, especially during musical peaks. The amplifier will ask for a sudden boost in current, which the wire size could not deliver. Think of it like jumping on a trampoline and suddenly hitting a tree branch, never a good thing. Also, if there is a lack of power and the grounds are not isolated well enough, the ground could leak current into the signal ground and blow the preamp stage. Ha, the importance of proper grounding too. Yup, that's a good analogy. So I am intuiting that the IM merge upgrade all my wiring to fiber optics versus thin copper, allowing a much more efficient means to transfer the Marconic energy and in result, easing the toll on my physical body. Smiley face, woot. Day 3 class work and a disturbance in the force? Well, day 3 started off with a bang. I am not going to go into much detail because of the sensitive nature of things, but what I wanted to chronicle for my own sake was my feelings of that morning as it pertains to my empathic side. As stated before, I've been working with my inner little Josh to have him release my gifts back to me after shunning them as a kid so long ago. I came into class and immediately saw Nadine at a table and she asked if we could partner up for the day. I was super excited too, as I feel very comfortable working with her and love how well her energy field expands when I work as her practitioner. All the students were chatting as the class was about to start, but Allison and Lisa weren't present yet. Nadine and I were chatting about our IM merges when all of a sudden I felt my heart crunch in my chest and my spy day sense go into high alert. Nadine was talking to me and I was only half listening as my guard went up and I was trying to figure out what was happening. Were we being infiltrated or something? Nadine snapped me out of it and asked if I was all right, as I seemed distant. I told her that I wasn't sure and that something wasn't right. I started to scan the room as there was a mixture of fear, anxiety, and almost anger, and it was growing, and I looked at Nadine and asked if she was feeling anything. She checked into herself and said, interesting, yeah, as one of the teachers started to talk to give the agenda. All of a sudden one of the students started to interrupt and be very abrasive, and I was like, there you are, but the tones and feeling rocked the class as I could feel the blasts of anxiety from some of the people in the class buffeting my aura like punches to the gut. As I've been training since my empathic skills have ramped up, I've learned to become a screen window, not sticky paper, and allow the feelings to flow through me and not accumulate and consume me. Once I got it under control, I looked over at Nadine and we locked eyes and communicated telepathically, sorta, like, yup, that's it. The teacher was a pro and remained cool despite the clear rude and disruptive behavior from the student. I met this student back at the expo and thought something was off a bit back then, but refrained from any judgment. I must have been a guardian or soldier in the past, because in those situations, I go into must protect mode and started to calculate options should something happen. My friends call it sheepdog mode. I usually can detect issues, round up the flock, and move them to safer pastures without any incidents. I feel it is my natural inclination and have had some strong dream where I've been helping hold back harm while people got to safety. Anyways, I decided to beam with all my intent a message to Allison and Lisa asking to come quick. Both convey power and authority, and I just knew it would be fixed once they got there. In the meantime, I focused my intent on beaming love and light to the student and just kept beaming telepathically, "It's okay, dear one. Peace be with you. Love and light to you," over and over, and while I tried not get overwhelmed by the panic present in the room. And sure enough, moments later, they entered the room and knew something was really wrong. But within moments, Allison just lovingly grabbed the student and started to talk with her while ushering out of the room without almost anyone noticing. It was remarkable and my admiration for her swelled to new heights. As soon as they left, the room changed and we had a wonderful and peaceful meditation to transmute the room, the hotel, and channeled our love to the student who was going through some personal issues that just culminated in class. Everyone in class wanted the best for her, and that's why I love them all. It was such a demonstration of what we are striving for as a human race, compassion. It was such an interesting start and actually a tremendous lesson for me. Away from all that and back to the lesson at hand, it was awesome to get to practice several times with Nadine, just so happens we didn't have a third, for the rest of the day. The room was back to super high vibe, especially since the group meditation slash clearing, as it amped up the room to a new high. It was remarkable the power of group prayer slash meditation. Fascinating and wonderful. I must say that I love the recalibration protocol. It is indeed much more intricate and detailed than the no-touch, but it is like a beautiful art in motion, or dance. In fact, when practicing it, I feel every single move done to me from the practitioner. It's quite powerful stuff and feels great. After the last full day of class, we all decided to just get some takeout and hang out in OD/JS's room and chat, including Nadine. It was really great to continue our conversations, and I found that there were several discussion around some of the dreams I've had around owning a healing center in the future that was built all out of stone and octagonal, or angular, shaped with gardens all around it, coincided very closely with OD/JS dreams. Throughout the week there were many times of super synchronicities between us volunteers, and it was like I met another part of my extensive family. Like long-lost relatives at a huge family reunion. We ended up doing one last exchange where OD and Nadine and JS and I, and it was very nice and calming for me. No rockets or anything, but a nice way to smooth out the day, knowing that tomorrow would be the final day within this high vibe pocket and we'd all be leaving to head back to our individual lives meshed with 3D happenings. For me, it was bittersweet. I really was enjoying being in this energy 24/7, but I was also excited to see if I could take this feeling with me into the world and maintain a vibration that could help all that I came in contact with. Day 4 the departure. Well, the final day was only a half one, but it was an opportunity to practice some more. I fought the temptation to work with my familiar friends and decided to jump on a table with someone brand new. I was with a nice lady Gigi whom I hadn't talked with much at all week. After a few minutes another joined us, BR, who was one of the other males in the class as well as an alumnus from my class in Saugus. He was certainly a welcome third to our table, as I clearly remember how awesome it was exchanging sessions during level 1 and 2, and I had the honor of delivering him a high self-integration back then. So I laid down while Gigi worked on me. I can't say I was surprised, but it was remarkable how lovely the energy was during the session despite my impression she was nervous and not yet confident with the protocol. It felt like pink bubbles were following her hand motions as one of the mentors guided her moves. Once finished, I was uber relaxed and decided that I would mention how great it was to maybe help her confidence. She thanked me but then decided not to get on the table and just wanted some off time to process, so it allowed me to work on BR immediate, which I jumped on. I could really feel his field just like in Saugus, and it was like my hands were on fire working on him. As we got to the crowning I felt a strong peaceful, loving presence in my energy field and by how I was feeling. I just held the space open for it, and I believe BR had another strong integration of energies. I remember telling me that he had some visions that were quite remarkable, although I can't quite remember them exactly now. Regardless, it was really great to work with him again now. Wow, I just realized that during both classes, he was the last person on for the whole event. Ha, isn't that a hoot? After practice we had a great lecture section around the business aspects to becoming a Marconix practitioner. It was really enlightening and helpful, as I plan to follow up with finishing up my website and setting up all the other things related to starting a business. And then we had our little but wonderful graduation ceremony. I'm an officially certified level 3 practitioner. But alas, it was time to say our goodbyes, which are always hard for me. But I know that we're all connected, so even though we may not be physically in the same space, we are in the multiverse. A few of us headed to lunch, including LV, our Norwegian/Swedish friend. It was really great to learn more about how she plans to bring Marconix to Europe, and having worked with her on the table, they are getting a strong practitioner. I am so glad she got to come over and experience it. Hopefully I'll get to her practice during a future European getaway. Nadine and I boarded the ferry and headed out of port. Uncannily, as we hit open waters, it felt like we went through an energy barrier where the vibe completely changed and the seas were much more vigorous and the rain started up. Interesting observation, and Nadine agreed. I also felt something in my throat as I drove home and ended up having a massive head cold, first illness in about 1.5 years, for a few days. I guess it was a clashing of energy currents, hey. I chalked it up to some clearing, but now I'm over it and back to my high vibe self. Epilogue. Next steps. Wow, that's a lot packed into a sharing. I commend you if you got all the way through it. Ha. I mostly write as a way to process and record all my memories for a future time where I'll want to reminisce. I think that my feelings are locked into these electronic words, as well as a hefty dose of Marconix for all. You're welcome, smiley face. Well, my adventures are just beginning. I can't wait to deliver some Marconic recalibrations, and I've also applied to become one of 12 Marconic teacher practitioner for level 1. I'll find out officially soon, but I have a good feeling about it. What adventures will come from that? OMG. I'm just floored of the progress on this path and all with the decision to jump into the deep end versus sitting watching from the hotel room. I can say it enough, if you are locked into inaction from fear, you are doing yourself and the world such a disservice. Summon that strength to do whatever it is you are wanting to do. Then the infinite power of the universe can be the wind in your sails to new horizons. Looking forward to my next share. For whatever awesomeness it will be. Until then. Be well. Peace always, and namaste all. Josh.